Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes your way, we're looking at Pesachim 113, 113. Some more good advice. Rav Yochanan said that there are three whose piety Hashem announces, proclaims every day. Regarding a bachelor who lives in a metropolis and does not sin. A large city has many females who walk through its thoroughfares and they go around and they shop and whatnot. So a bachelor who lives there and is careful, the Ben Yehoyada explains, it's wonderful, and Hashem exclaims his piety. A pauper who returns a lost item to its owner, Hashem also proclaims it every day, his piety. And regarding a wealthy man who tithes his produce in private, Hashem proclaims his piety every day. Meiri explains in the notes, even though every person is forbidden to sin and commanded to perform mitzvahs, nevertheless, there are some individuals who are more praiseworthy for doing so. These examples. But there are others whose piety is exclaimed by God as well, but these three cases represent the conquest of three kinds of things, for physical gratification, for money, and for honor. The bachelor obviously is taking care of himself to not fall prey to those around him physically. A poor person returns found money, overcomes his desire for material things. A wealthy man performs a mitzvah entailing sacrifice, tithes, and does so secretly, hidden from others, as best as his inclination to seek honor. As the Anaf Yosef, Perushas Terachim, point out in the notes here in the art scroll. So in general, we should do what we can to do whatever we can to be as pious as person, to be a chassid, to be pious, to do careful, to be good as we can, to do things and modestly is a good thing in general, especially when doing for others. We don't have to proclaim it. We don't have to announce it. We don't have to exclaim it to those around us, but we should do what we can in order to live a pious life, whether we control ourselves around the things around us, like if there are amazing smells from McDonald's, we avoid it by walking a different path, or whether we shun honor, running away from honor, or whether we do tzedakah in private, or whether we do for others in private, whatever we can do to follow these ideas pointed out by Rabbi Yochanan would be great. Do what you can to be pious so that Hashem could exclaim the piety for yourself as well in all of your days, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 114 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.